Kilo 4 Zulu Alpha Whiskey. This is Kilo Oscar 4, call to inform November, over. Negative contact. Kilo Oscar 4, call to inform November.
Taxi mobile.
CES, good morning. It's not morning now, good evening to you.
Easy to get that mixed up when you're going to make the donuts and coming home to make donuts. How'd your day go?
I can't really complain. Don't feel like I got a whole lot done, but I think that's about a typical Monday. How was yours?
Absolutely about the same.
To-do list keeps growing until towards the end of the week, and I finally start wrapping everything up.
Troubling projects going on, but we're going to muddle through them.
Hey, got any big plans for the evening?
No, just dinner with my wife and probably hang around with her.
House to myself this evening. I ain't going to know what to do. It'd be too quiet for me.
Don't like that. I definitely enjoy the company of my wife. She's a good woman.
I'm going to keep her out. Yeah, the thing I don't have to worry about is my boys. They're the loud ones, so when they're home, man, they're wide open 100% all the time.
But my grand, when I get the grandkids and they come up and say, they wear my tail out. Them kids are wide, 110% open and always wanting, come on, Papa, let's do this, let's do this, let's do this. They keep me running.
Rough after a day of work or anything. Just like, I just want to sit down. I just want to veg out and be done with it.
I'm glad this is one in the book, so looking forward to supper, and then we'll try at it again tomorrow. Hopefully tomorrow. Well, I had three guys out today, man. That was crazy. I was three mechanics down, and that left me with an armload of stuff, and we just didn't get it done.
You got people out, man. It just, I don't know, it's such a pain. And shoot, we were the same way at work. You're just like, man, what is going on? It's just Monday.
The foreman was out. He's on vacation today and tomorrow, so I'm filling in for him. And then had a new tech that we just hired a week ago. He's out sick. I got another tech, my road call tech. He's out sick. I got two road call techs, so. And then I had another guy who was scheduled off for his birthday, which is fine. But, wow, this is a crazy day.
And have that many people off, and knowing you need them, then you got to cover for your boss man on top of that and still do your job.
Flick it off.
This is about my normal time on a regular day, but then we have other days where one of the management, the floor management, we have to stay to the end of the shift. So if we run to the end, it's usually 5:40, so I'm on the road about 6. So it's either 5 or 6.
That's probably why I don't catch you very much on the road.
Yeah, usually I try to start heading for the door around 4. And then, you know, a good 30, 45 minutes, about an hour later, if you don't buy it, and I realize I'm just almost too late.
Out of here. I'm going to get a little Petro, and I'll be back here in a minute. KK4 and XC.
Yep, I'll be standing by.
K-O? C-E-E. Or C-O-E. I'm sorry. KK4 and XC.
K-O-4 C-E-S.
That's right, it's like coffee. That's what I was trying to think about.
Funny, I know what you're getting at, though.
Yeah, as soon as I said it the first time, I said, I ain't right, and then I couldn't get my tongue straight.
Y'all's call signs from the morning, I'm like, man, that name sounds familiar. I'm pretty sure. That's why I keep back up, because I'm not used to talking to anybody on my way home. It's usually not as active in 5, 6 o'clock.
Woods this coming weekend?
If I get in the woods this weekend, we got to head to Myrtle, and I got to winterize my camper and everything before it gets too cold, so we're going to let the kids do some trick-or-treating down there. I got something special going on at Lakewood.
You got family down that way?
Yeah, we stored our camper down there this last January, February, something like that, and it's been nice because we just take little short trips all year, so we've been to the beach more now than we have been all since we got our camper.
Worst thing to do is get one of those and not use it.
And putting $800-something to store it at the beach, might as well take advantage of it there, too.
Yeah, my wife and I built a house, and I'm saying my wife and I literally built a house. We lived in a camper for 14 months, and it wasn't too bad. It wasn't too shabby. It was a little, I found it pretty comfortable.
It'd be nice to get a right layout, and, you know, the beds aren't, they're not the greatest thing in the world. You're not going to get your, you know, Serta or Sleep Number, but you can buy some decent mattresses for them. I love staying in the camper. Shoot, I'll sleep in a tent on the ground. I enjoy that too.
Things we did when we got our camper was buy a mattress. Mattress shop. Just the things they put in there, they're too flimsy.
I think my wife added a mattress topper to ours, so it was a little bit thicker and, you know, a little more comfortable.
Oven cooking?
Yeah, not a whole lot. My boys are in scouts, and you know, I'll participate in the Dutch oven cooking cook-offs, but I've never actually done it on my own. I've got two nice ones, but never really used them.
You try to get those out every now and then. Of course, we've gone to cooking in cast iron. It just there's definitely a different taste to the food.
Mobile. Definitely a different flavor, and it's the original no-stick cookware. Easy cleanup, too.
There ain't nothing too cleaning that up.
I'm associated with the Troop 96 over here in Powdersville, Piedmont area.
Did Troop do anything with the scouts on the air this last weekend or weekend before last?
Work.
One, the only thing, he talked to one guy on Echo Link, but there wasn't a whole lot of kids on there, so I couldn't find anybody on HF.
Six or seven, I think it's seven adults that are licensed amateur radio operators.
My son's troop leader, but he didn't sound too interested, so I just let my son try to participate. But, yeah, y'all talking about cast iron, man, that's the way to go. If it wasn't for him being so heavy, I'd use one all the time.
That's the biggest frying pan I've got. I've got a 12-inch, and I use it to make sausage gravy and a bunch of other things. My daughter even asked me to make her an apple cobbler for her birthday next week. The box of spice cake mix, 20-ounce bottle of root beer, a stick of butter, and two cans of apple pie filling, and it's all it takes in about 45 minutes with charcoal or coals for the Dutch oven.
Mike, you mentioned the Dutch oven. What were you doing in it?
With you, Andrew.
You mentioned, I was wondering what you did with yours.
What we do with the blueberry cobbler, that same recipe.
I teach you to substitute 7-Up or Sprite and a white cake mix. And if you want to do a Black Forest, you substitute a chocolate cake mix and cherries, and then use a 7-Up of Cheerwine.
I'm trying to watch my carbs and everything, and I'm talking about some good cast iron recipes now.
Is that a pot roast cooked in a cast iron Dutch oven? Taking use some bacon grease in the bottom and season the roast, the beef roast, real good, and sear it on all the sides, and then let it cook all day with some onions, potatoes, carrots, celery, and some in a bag. Oh my goodness, talk about good.
Yeah, this is K4OIM. My name's Walt. I'm up here in Inman listening to y'all talk about cast iron Dutch ovens. My daughter works all day, and I kind of watch my four-year-old grandson. I have to have her dinner cooked when she comes home. And when she come home tonight, I had a big old pot roast, like you said, with celery, potatoes, onions, carrots, and a little bit of garlic powder in there, and a big old cake of cornbread cooked in a cast iron frying pan. You talk about your camper. 2 years ago, this past September, I bought, it's an older model, Prowler, 32-footer, and about that time, I forgot which hurricane was coming through, but I was had my Radio Shack out here in the camper, and I was out here listening, monitoring the hurricane net, and my back door flew open, and I got up, went to the back door to close it. I had a stroke and fell out on my head and laid out there in the rain and the cold till about 8 o'clock the next morning when my daughter came out and realized I wasn't in bed. Come out here and found me. I broke my neck, and I ain't able to get out and do much now. But first thing I done when I got out of the hospital, I come in here and took the beds out of my camper and put me a big old bench in here. I got my HF radios and my 2 meter equipment in here, and I fool around with some old tube type radios. On the left side where that bed was, I've got a workbench there with my oscilloscope and all my test equipment on it, so I ain't took the thing camping yet.
Set up in the backyard.
Cushcraft beam out here, 10, 15, and 20. I got it ready to put together and go up, but I don't know if I'll get it up before springtime or not. But I figured I'd just use this camper now to go to Ham Fest and for field days.
Well, gentlemen, y'all have a good evening. I'm signing off, 732. Mike's still listening. I might holler at you in the morning if you're on. Have a good one, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
All right, Andrew, take care. Glad you had a safe day. 732, we'll catch you in the morning. KK4NX.
Hey, I'm Walt. I'll go ahead and sign, too. I just had to get in on that conversation about the cast iron pots and pans.
All right, Walt, good talking with you, man. I'm glad that you made it through that tragedy there. Wow. Well, good talking with you, and hopefully we'll catch you again. It's KK4NXC. I'm going to have to sign to KK4NXC, and I'm going to be clear.